namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yes, so how nice to be here with you all in Prema's beautiful new apartment on the 16th floor. Prema likes high places. We were just in the Himalayas. Seriously. And Prema climbed to the top of the Himalayas. To Badrinath. It's a famous pilgrimage place. So, let us read a verse, or even a few verses actually, from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations. And we'll begin with verse 26. Chapters, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Can you hear at the back? You hear okay? Children don't speak English, is it? Don't understand English. Oh, okay. Okay. So, yes. In this chapter, Lord Brahma is speaking to his son Narada Muni, and he is discussing so many different avatars of the Lord. You're going to do it simultaneously? You're going to do it simultaneously, yeah? Is it?
I'm going to do it simultaneously. I think he won't be able to listen when he's speaking.
Yeah, actually.
Check that. No, what Maharaj meant, once you finish, you may be able to translate. Yeah.
Better.
Yes.
Better what? What are we going to do?
Not simultaneously.
How do you mean?
Maharaj speaks for me.
Back.
And there are quite a lot of Tamil speakers. Their English is not up to standard.
Really?
Like village.
Okay.
You
will have to speak loud. So we're going to begin with verse 26. Bhume suretaravaruta vimarditaya klesha vyayaya kalaya sita krishna kesha jata krishyati jananupalakshya marga karmani chatma mahimo panibandhanani. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, then the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with his plenary portion. The Lord comes in his original form with beautiful black hair. And just to expand his transcendental glories, he acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great he is. So, let's read another verse. Grinita yadyarupa bandhama mushyamata shulbam sutasya natutat tadamushyamati yajdrimbatosya vadane buvanani gopi samviksya shankitamana pratibodhitasit. When the cowherd woman Yashoda was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the rope to be always insufficient in length. And when she was ready to give up, Lord Krishna opened his mouth. And there, Mother Yashoda found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind.
So, adu paartha bolude avangalukulla andha manasukulla avangalukku vandu oru
but she was convinced in a different way of the mystic nature of her son.
So that means Krishna vandu sadharanamana kulandai illa idu vandu arpudhamana kulandai appdi solla manadhil avanga thirmanam seidhaanga.
Let us read the purport of this verse by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada purulai naam padipom.
One day, Lord Krishna, as the naughty child, disturbed his mother Yashoda. And she began to tie up the child with ropes just to punish him.
So, Krishna.
But no matter how much rope she used, she found it always insufficient. Thus she became fatigued. However, in the meantime, the Lord opened his mouth.
So Krishna enna pannara madha yasoda romba tired ah irukanga appdi solla thanudaya Krishna thanudaya vaaya thirundargal.
And his affectionate mother saw within his mouth all the universes situated together.
Thanudaya madha yasoda enna paathara Krishna vaayukulla ella gunangalum andha vaayukulla adigirundha.
Madha Yashoda was astonished.
Andha paathona madha yasoda ore aachariyama irundha.
But because of her deep affection for Krishna, she thought that the Almighty Godhead Narayan had kindly agreed to protect her son.
அது வந்து மாதா யசோதர் வந்து ரொம்ப ஆச்சரியமாக எடுத்துக்கொள்ளுங்க. இது வந்து பகவான் நாராயணோட லீலை தான், என்னுடைய குழந்தையை வந்து பாதுகாக்கிறதுக்கு கிருஷ்ணர் இல்ல அப்படின்னு நினைத்தாரு.
Because of her deep love for Krishna, she could never think that her own son was Narayan.
So avula emala yesada kondala and thai pasathinal and the deep affection and bhaktiyanal avu epovume nenaippadillaya Krishna dhaan bhagavan endru.
That is the action of yoga maya.
So yoga maya udaya adudaya velaiyagum.
The internal potency of the Supreme Lord. Internal. Tamil. Which acts to perfect all the pastimes of the Lord with his different types of devotees.
And the Ulsakti on the Kadur with the Palay Palaya Lila Yoda Kuriyavaka.
Who could make such wonders without being God?
Yar on the Krishna Mari and the Mari Lila Kuriyavaka, Kadur Lati.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachane Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastrachyade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Charubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yes, so Lord Brahma is glorifying Krishna.
Brahma Devaranda Krishna Re Puga Gitarabha.
There are so many incarnations of the Lord. But of all those different incarnations and different forms of God, Krishna is the topmost. And we can see that because Krishna does the most amazing thing.
So Krishna லீலை புரியும் பொழுது நம்ம அதை பார்க்கலாம். கிருஷ்ணருடைய லீலை வந்து ரொம்ப அற்புதமாக இருந்தது.
Actually Krishna does even more amazing things than other forms of himself.
கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து கிருஷ்ணருடைய லீலை ரொம்ப அற்புதமான லீலைகள் புரிந்தார் மத்த அவதாரங்கள் மூலம்.
How's this translation? It's okay? You sure? Listen, watch him, okay? Don't let him get away with anything. No nonsense. In the list of different avatars in this chapter, Lord Nrisingadev is also mentioned.
In the avatarangalula Bhagavan or avatarangal.
So Lord Nrisingadeva, of course we know, he killed the big demon Hiranyakashipu. So, Krishna though is more powerful than Nrisingadeva. In the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada discusses this. Lord Nrisingadev, in order to kill Hiranyakashipu, he had to manifest that gigantic form of half man, half lion. So, Krishna killed many, many powerful demons like Hiranyakashipu.
கிருஷ்ணர் அவதாரத்தில் கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து அந்த ஹிரண்யகசிபு மாதிரி அரக்கர்கள் மாதிரி நிறைய அரக்கர்கள் கொன்றார்.
ஷீல பிரபாத் சேஸ் லைக் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் சகத் அசுரா.
பிரபாத் என்ன சொல்கிறார், சகத் அசுரா என்ற ஒரு அரக்கனை கிருஷ்ணர் கொன்றார்.
சகத் அசுரா was in the form of a cat.
சகத் அசுர வந்து ஒரு வண்டி மாதிரி ஒரு ஒரு உருவப்படுத்தார்.
But he's big, powerful demon. But little Krishna, he was only 3 months old, he killed him. With just one kick of one of his feet, he killed that
Shakatasura.
How old is your son?
Going to be 3 years old.
So, see, same age.
3 years.
Huh? Okay, I'm saying. Same age. Translate. You're the translator. What's three in Tamil? Undu, Rindi.
Mundre.
Mundre. Mundre. So Krishna was only the same. What's his name?
Tejas Shyam.
Whoa, Tejas. Krishna was this size.
Krishna was in the size of
that. But Krishna, with just one kick, killed that big demon.
So and the Krishna rade ore ore vadayil and the arkanai kondru vittar and vandi uruvam edutha or arkanai.
Lord Nrsingadev, to kill that demon Hiranyakashipu, he had to manifest this huge form.
Anal Narasimha Bhagavan vandu Hiranyakashipu koluvadhukku periya periya uruvam edutar, periya uruvam.
So Prabhupada makes the point, this proves Krishna is more powerful. So, of course, there are many incarnations of the Lord, but out of all of them, Krishna is special.
So, நிறைய பகவானுடைய அவதாரங்கள் இருக்கின்றது, ஆனால் எல்லா அவதாரங்களிலும் கிருஷ்ணரோட அவதாரம் வந்து ஸ்பெஷல் ஆகும்.
Special Tamil word, yeah? Okay, so you gotta watch him, see? Don't let him get away with any nonsense. Right. So here then we read a couple of verses and they're mentioning some of Krishna's pastimes. First of all, it mentions Krishna killed Putana. Putana was a gigantic demon. Right. Actually, she was 12 kilometers tall. Whoa, that's big. Right. But little Krishna, little boy, he killed her. Actually, she came in and she saw Krishna in the cradle.
So, our mother, Krishna and the
and little Krishna, he looks like such a beautiful little boy. And that Putana, when she saw him, some little motherly feeling arose in her heart.
அந்த பூதனா வந்து கிருஷ்ணரை பேபி கிருஷ்ணரை பார்க்கும் பொழுது தன் மனதில் வந்து அந்த தாய் பாசம் ஏற்பட்டதாம்.
And just momentarily she thought, oh, What a beautiful little child. But then she forgot about that and tried to kill him. But then Krishna killed Putana. And then she went running outside and manifested her usual 12 kilometer tall form.
So and Krishna vandu and Putana devi vandu and paal kudikkum bodhu and uyir irukkum bodhu and Putana devi vandu periya uruvam and 12 kilometer uyiram uruvam eduthaanga.
Fortunately, she did that outside and not in the house. So just see, Krishna is so amazing. We could not do something like that. If some big demon came like King Kong, or, you know, the Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk.
What's the Hulk in Tamil? So what could we do? We couldn't do anything. But Krishna, as a little child, just some days or weeks old, he killed her. So some people think that if you meditate and do austerities, you may become God. However, Prabhupada makes the point. When Krishna killed Putana, he was so young, he was so small, he had not had time to meditate and do austerities.
Anal, Prabhupada enna solrarukala, Krishna vandu Putana kollum bolude romba சிறு பிள்ளையாக
இருந்தார். அது மாதிரி
தியானம் பண்றதுக்கு டைம் இல்லை.
No time, nay, hey. But then again, Krishna is so wonderful. He is so merciful.
But Krishna வந்து ரொம்ப கருணை வாய்ந்தவர்.
That even though he killed that Putana, still because she had momentarily thought in a motherly way, then Krishna was so kind, he gave her position of nurse in Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna Putanavai and Arkay Kondaram Koda, Anal and the Pal Kurta Koda, our own, and the Thai Pasit and the Putana Manasil, eight part of the Nar, and the Krishna and the Putana Kundra Purade.
As a nurse.
Yes.
Nurse.
Krishna or nurse or mukti and
the Tamil for nurse?
Tadi.
Tadiya. They won't understand what is
Tadi. Okay. Okay. So, when you go to Goloka Vrindavan sometime, when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, you will meet Putana. But now she's a devotee. Just see how special Krishna is.
Special.
new Tamil word. So, Hiranyakashipu, he did not go to Goloka Vrindavan. He had to take birth again as Ravan. But Krishna called Putana. She went straight to Goloka Vrindavan. So in different ways we can understand that Krishna has a special position even among other forms of God.
So Krishna rodiya and the avrodiya and the special bhagavan special avu nam sila pala vaadhaangalukku Krishna rodiya special appo nam indha kadhai therinjikollam.
Do you children, do you understand his Tamil? You understand? And you understand my English also.
Yeah.
Is his Tamil okay? Or medium?
They understand.
All right. So now then, some other pastime is mentioned here. One time, Krishna and Balaram and their friends were playing outside in the dirt. And somehow Krishna was being very tricky and Balaram was not very happy with this.
So and the lad is called Krishna runde romba romba chutti aayida and Balaram adha paathu romba sandoshama illa,
you know, doing things like when you flip a coin.
So eppadi na kaasu mari sutti utta.
Okay, you know about that. And then, so you flick the coin, and Krishna would say, "Heads I win, tails you lose." So Krishna is being very clever, and Balaram is thinking that this is not fair.
So Krishna is very clever.
After some time, Balaram became angry. And he told Krishna, "I am going to Mother Yashoda to complain." So he did that.
So Balaram enna pandra nera poi Mother Yashoda kittu pugar kodutha.
So to get Krishna in trouble, he told Mother Yashoda, "You know what Krishna was doing? He was eating dirt."
So Krishna ra maati odrathukaga enna pannar poi the Balaram Mother Yashoda amma kitta maati odrathukaga Krishna enna sadhar theriyuma manna saapittar.
So he told Mother Yashoda that she was shocked.
So Balaram and Mother Krishna manna saapittu solumbodhu Mother Yashoda ore aacharyam vandhuchu.
Shock. Just imagine if someone told your mother that.
Just your amma avukku indha maari yara vandhu solta neenga manna saapinga eppadi irukkum
amma. Amma. That Tejas Shyam, go to Tejas Shyam's mother and say, "You know what Tejas Shyam was eating? Dirt." So his mother, she would be very disturbed. So Mother Yashoda became disturbed and she came running over to Krishna. You've been eating dirt. Krishna said, "No." No, never, no chance. And Balaram said, "Yes, you have.
Balaram sonnar illa nee saapchaanannu.
I saw you."
En kannala paatha.
And Krishna said, "No, I would never do that."
Krishna said, "Illa, na saapalla."
And Mother Yashoda said, then open your mouth and let me see. So Krishna said, okay, he opened his mouth. She looked in his mouth. What did she see? She saw the whole universe. She saw all the different planets. Planets. And she even saw herself. And she saw Krishna in Krishna's mouth. So when she saw that, it was just bewildering. What is going on here? And then she remembered how many people in the past had told her, you know, your son is God. But every time they had said that, Mother Yashoda would just think, no, my son, look at him, he's not God. So, but now she's seeing this, and she thought, maybe those people were right. Maybe he is God. So like this, her mind was just spinning. What is going on? Who is he? What is the story? Then looking in his mouth again. Then after a little while, thinking like this and looking in his mouth, thinking, then she looked in his beautiful little boy's eyes. And those little sweet eyes of baby Krishna. And Krishna was smiling at her. And as she's now looking in his eyes, and his eyes are so sweet and beautiful, she started to forget that he's God. And as she was forgetting, she was slowly forgetting. She was thinking he's God, but then thinking less that he's God. And she started thinking, is he really God? Could it be true? And she looked in his eyes, so beautiful, and she thought, no, how could he be God? And then she thought, you know, if he is God, then I am a very fortunate woman. I'm such a fortunate woman to have God as my son. Then she just forgot that he was God. However, Lord Balaram did not give up his feelings of anger towards Krishna.
So
he asked Mother Yashoda, "So, what are you going to do about it, Mata?"
So
Amma is mother or grandmother. Mother. What's grandmother? Okay. Okay, Amma, what you gonna do?
Amma,
you're gonna chastise him. You're gonna show him the stick. What you gonna do about it? And Mother Yashoda said, "No, let's not worry about it." But Lord Balaram said, no. We are not going to forget about it. I saw him eat dirt. I want you to punish him. So Balaram insisted. And they had a court case. Court case. And Mother Yashoda was the judge. Lord Balaram was the prosecutor.
Balaram was the lawyer.
Prosecutor. Not just... And Lord Krishna had to defend himself. And you know what the result was? Krishna was found guilty of eating dirt. Right. So, such amazing pastimes. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about yoga maya.
So in the purport, we talk about yoga maya.
It is a special energy of the Lord. Shakti, yeah. That, with the very high devotees, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
So,
they love Krishna so much. They forget he is God. Many of the devotees, like in Vaikuntha, like in Ayodhya, they're very conscious that the Lord is God. So in Vaikuntha, when they see Lord Narayan, they're always very respectful, they offer obeisances. But in Goloka Vrindavan, out of love, they may not be so respectful.
But in the Goloka Vrindavan, the tuya anbunar, the Maria and Krishna Kadikare.
Like when Krishna, like in the Damodar Leela. We just celebrated the Damodar Leela for 1 month. Krishna was being naughty. He broke the pot of yogurt. He made big mess. Then he broke the pots of butter. And he made very big mess. And then he was eating the butter with both hands until he had eaten so much he couldn't eat more. Then he started feeding the butter to the monkeys until the monkeys could not eat more. And then Mother Yashoda came in and saw all of this. And Krishna saw her and Krishna told her. See, your butter is so bad even the monkeys won't eat it. So then Mother Yashoda, she did not say, you know, Om Namo Narayanaya, or something like that. She got angry with Krishna. She told Krishna, you are a rascal. You don't tell Lord Narayan that he's a rascal. And she chased after him with a stick. And Krishna had to run. You don't do this with Lord Narayan. Because he's God and you know he's God and you can't treat him like that. But Mother Yashoda forgot that Krishna is God. Because of her love for Krishna as her son, she forgot. We have also forgotten that Krishna is God. That is why we're all here in Kuala Lumpur instead of Goloka Vrindavan. But her forgetfulness and our forgetfulness are different. There is Yoga Maya and Maha Maya.
So ange Goloka Vrindavanam lande Yoga Maya endra oru sakthi, inge vande Maha Maya endra oru sakthi.
In KL we have Maha Maya. So Maya means illusion.
Maya
means Maya. Okay, Maya means illusion. But yoga means it links us with God.
Yoga means Kadavulukku nammalukkum sambandhapaduthu.
So yoga maya means it is a type of illusion, but it brings us closer to God.
Yoga Maya endral nammaliyum kadavuliyum kitta kondu
porudhu or sakthi. But Mahamaya just means the great illusion.
Mahamaya endral periya mayam agum.
That is this material world.
Adhaan indha jada ulagam.
So out of love for Krishna, under the influence of Yoga Maya, Mother Yashoda thought, he is just my son.
So and the yoga maya oda sakthiyal Mother Yashoda nenathargala Krishna vandu kadavulla normal enoda kolandai dhaan appdi.
I have to discipline him.
So na vandu avaru kandikkanum.
If I don't discipline him, if I don't train him, he may grow up to be bad.
So na Krishna vandu poi na kandikkalana avan vandu thavara thavudalaga vandu viduvan.
he may grow up to be a criminal.
So Krishna na appo kandu kandu chinna pulile na dandana kodukrana perusa appode mige thiruda na avan.
Now he is stealing butter.
So kodu Krishna vandu vennai thirudra.
In the future he may steal cars.
So perusa avana kandikrana avanu maaru la thirudra.
So I have to train him and make him a good boy. Therefore she chased Krishna to discipline him. But in Vaikuntha with Lord Narayan, they don't chase him to discipline him. So this though, this yoga maya, this love of Mother Yashoda, this is the highest level of love.
So in the higher pasam vandu miga uyirndha oru bhakti yaad.
Prabhupada gives an example to illustrate the principle.
Sila Prabhupada oru udaharanam kodukkirukkar.
That here in Kuala Lumpur we have the law courts, and in the law courts is the judge. Okay. Right. So in the law court, everyone comes in front of the judge. They have to bow down and say, "Your Honor." You don't just walk in and say, "Hi." Yeah, you got to be extremely respectful. However, when the judge goes home at night, and he meets his wife, his wife does not say, "Your Honor." Right.
But yeah.
She may just say hi.
Hi.
So his relationship with his wife is higher than his relationships with the lawyers and other people in the court.
So the judge udaya the todarbu vandu oru vandu the court la ulla oru keela keela anadhu ana avarudaya manaviyum avarku ulla oru vandu konjam melmayanadhu.
So like this we can appreciate the principle that Mother Yashoda, her loving affection for Krishna puts her on a higher level than the devotees even in Vaikuntha. So that love is so powerful, it can control God. Sometimes when Krishna feels the love of his very dearest devotees, he becomes bewildered. Srila Prabhupada describes an interesting incident in Nectar of Devotion. That whenever Krishna sees Radharani and feels her love for him, he becomes bewildered. And then when he's bewildered seeing her, he may do some strange thing.
So on the
he may drop something. He may say something silly because he's affected by her love. So Srila Prabhupada describes that one day Krishna was thinking, I will not do this anymore. Next time I see Radharani, I will keep cool.
So,
yes, very steady mind. Right. I will not do anything strange. So there was Krishna now milking the cows.
Now Krishna
along came Radharani and the gopis. And Krishna saw, here they come. Okay, so this time I will keep calm. Completely cool, super cool. So there he is now, he's milking the cow. Everything is normal. Radharani and the gopis come, they see there is Krishna just milking away.
So Radharani and the gopi margam varumbolude avu paathirundarum Krishna unde paal kandukotti ipdi ipdi clean
seidhukitaar. No problem. And suddenly the gopis, Radharani and the gopis, burst out laughing. And they're pointing at Krishna and just laughing. Look at him. And Krishna thought, what's wrong now? I'm cool. And then Krishna noticed he was milking a bull. And Krishna thought, oh no, I did it again. So you see, the love of those highest devotees, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, is so strong, it controls Krishna. So they forget he's God.
So Krishna,
they may think he's my son.
So
cowherd boy thinks he's my friend.
So Gopal, Krishna friends anybody.
Right. So we must render devotional service very sincerely. Then we can progress in Krishna consciousness. And then we can develop our own relationship with Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any comment or question? What's question in Tamil?
Kelvi.
Kelvi. Prashna. Yes.
Yes. You did mention that Yasoda Mai was trying to tie Krishna
right.
with a rope. At that time, she saw him opening the mouth. Krishna opened his mouth and she saw the universe. And this, the other version also, there is another story about Krishna opening the mouth when he and the Mother Yasoda. So, is there two scenes?
This is a combination of two stories.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What Prabhupada has combined the two. Yeah.
So there was only one time he opened his
mouth. One time he opened his mouth. Another time, she tied him. Yeah.
Maharaj,
Damodar Lila
took place in Goloka Vrindavan
5,000 years ago
for birth.
Gokula Vrindavan.
But it doesn't take place in
the
spiritual
world. Of course it does.
Yes.
Yes. Of course it does. Those pastimes here, they're pastimes that go on there also. Krishna's naughty there also. And Mother Yashoda has to tie him up there also. Not only here. Am I addressing your point?
Yeah, but then he's grown up in the spiritual world, isn't
it? He's everything. He's young, he's medium, he's older. Different devotees see him in different ways.
So when we go back also, we will see him in different ways.
Whatever your relationship is with him, you'll see him like that. Mother Yashoda sees him as her little boy. The gopis see him as a charming young man or teenager.
Krishna
performed
his
lila
when he was 5 years old with the gopis,
when
he was older.
Kishore age means when he is about 7, 8. Tamil.
Prabhu, கேள்வி கேட்கிறார் கோபிகளுடன் கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து எந்த வயதில் வந்து லீலை புரிந்தார் அப்படின்னு மகாராஜா அதுக்கு என்ன சொல்றாருனா ஒரு 7-8 வயசு இருக்கும் வயசுல வந்து கோபிகளுடன் கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து லீலை புரிந்தார்.
Yeah, the pastimes with the gopis happen in the Kishore period when Krishna is 7 or 8 years old.
So the Leela is the Kishore Abhinuda.
They start at that point. But the thing is that Krishna, when he is that age, he looks older. He's 7, 8, 9 years old, but he looks 15, 16. So he looks like a developed young teenager. But also, when he's younger, he does some things of a conjugal nature, even when he's very small. But even when he's very small, he also sometimes does things of a conjugal nature.
In the spiritual world, there are Gopas and Gopis there.
அவர் என்ன கேள்வி கேட்டாரு, ஆன்மீக உலகத்தில் வந்து கோபர்களும்
கோபிஸ்
கோபிகளும்
கோபா அண்ட் கோபி
கோபா கிருஷ்ணனுடைய ஆண் கூட்டாளி
The answer is yes. Of course they're there. The pastimes here are just showing us what goes on there.
So inga Krishna and Bhavadeva unde neela kuriyaranna adu unde aanmigala ulagathula enna nadakkudhu appadina namakku kaadra.
Not exactly a reflection, but they are the same.
அது வந்து பிரதிபிம்பம் அல்ல, பட்
உண்மையா
என்ன நடக்குது அதே போல்
நாட் பிரதிபிம்ப, இட்ஸ் தி சேம் திங், இட்ஸ் தி சேம் திங்.
ஐ செட் நாட்
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki
jai.
Shri Vrindavan Dham ki
jai.
Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki
jai.
Shri Shri Gaunitai ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.